All right, let's take a break for just a second here. I'd like to tell you how to notate intervals and chords on paper. Now, we're not going to get into actual musical notation on this course, putting notes on a staff and all of that. That you can find out, if you don't already know, from a class or a book, or a friend can show you how to notate music. We're interested primarily on this course with how the ear hears music, but I do want to tell you how to notate intervals on paper, because we'll need to know that at various times on this course. If you want to write the term major third, just put down a capital M for major and then a 3, M3 for major third. Or if you want to put a minor third, put small M3 for minor third. This is all on your keyboard chart that came with the course, so you can look on that. If you want to notate a perfect fourth, it would be a capital P and then a 4. A perfect fifth would be a capital P and a 5, P5. A perfect octave would be P octave or P oct. You could abbreviate it. Or what I like to do is just put P8. It makes it a lot easier when you're in a hurry. Just put P8. Same with perfect unison. You can write out unison or put an abbreviation, but what I do is I just put P1. It makes it a lot easier. For chords, we use capital letters to indicate the chord that we're writing down. For instance, if we want to put down C major, we just put down a capital letter C. The major is understood. If it's going to be C minor, then we put a capital letter C and then a small m to indicate C minor, and the same with all the other chords.